Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Saturday, September 22nd, 2018. This is Tony Herman. Today I'm interviewing Donald Henning about his service to our country in the military. Which branch of the military were you in?
United States Air Force.
And did you enlist or were you drafted?
I enlisted.
What year did you join?
I joined in January the 18th, 1965.
Where did you do your basic training?
Amarillo, Texas. Lackman Air Force Base, Amarillo, Texas, for till March of 65. And then after that, I went to tech school in Amarillo, Texas. And I was there till first part of July 1965.
Okay. And what unit did you serve with?
Well, I went from there to Minot Air Force Base in July of 65. And I was in the 862nd Headquarters Squadron Group, and I spent 15 months at that base in Minot, North Dakota. And I was a personnel specialist. And personnel specialist, I had started out doing separations and reenlistments. And that's, I had this tech sergeant that I reported to when I first got there, and then I reported to a lieutenant. But the tech sergeant said, "Henning, I'll either make you or break you." And so it kind of scared me because I didn't really know if he's going to be that rough, but he wasn't. He was a really a good old tech sergeant. He took care of me, put me in separation and reenlistments. We got that caught up. Then he put me in payroll. Did that for a while. And then for the last, oh, probably good year, I did nothing but in take all the personnel coming and going on that base. I processed them in or processed them off that base. That base had like 15,000 Air Force personnel on it. And I got to be handled most of those guys in that year period of time, because the tour of duty there was anywhere from 2 years to 3 years or 4 years, whatever they wanted. But I took care of that. And then I got orders for Ramey Air Force Base in Puerto Rico. And they gave me 3 months leave time before I had to report. So I got on the watch line. I have a twin brother. He was stationed at Mack Air Force Base at in Illinois at Scott Air Force Base. Mack Air Force, but it was at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. Got on the hot watch line and said, "Brother, I'm going to Puerto Rico. You want to go?" And I said, "All you got to do is put in a request, because being twins, we can be at the same base if there's an opening for your particular," it was called AFCS, Air Force Specialty Code. And he did the same thing as I did, as personnel. So we reported to Ramey Air Force Base in January of 1967. And we didn't leave there till middle of December of 1968. And we stayed there on that base. We only came back to the States for a couple of days, one time flying to Florida on military planes. During that particular time, our grandmother passed away in 67. I think it was February. But you couldn't, it's not like now, you can't just hop on something and get 2,000 or plus miles back to Missouri. So we didn't get to go to her funeral. But we did take a couple, 3 days worth of leave to go to Puerto Rico, from Puerto Rico to home. And then I, the 2 years that I was at Ramey Air Force Base in Puerto Rico, I was called a personnel specialist mechanized. And what that was, I took care of all the IBM cards on 3,146 enlisted personnel on that base. It was a small base compared to Minot.
Right.
But my responsibility was to code those cards to make changes to anywhere from their marital status, their rank, their performance report numbers, how many dependents they had. And my particular part of the personnel, in 1968, we had an update to all the files we had. I went through and then I had 10,000 and some updates. I had 3 errors and 10,000 plus updates. I was number one in 8th Air Force and number two in SAC. which in the Air Force, you have the Air Force, but under the Air Force, you have different commands and different numbered Air Forces. So Air Force was the main branch. The Strategic Air Command, or SAC, was the major command. And then under that major command, you had your numbered Air Forces. And I was in 8th Air Force, which I really enjoyed because 8th Air Force was really big during the Second World War. And matter of fact, I just got done reading a book on Jimmy Stewart. He was in 8th Air Force.
Okay.
And that, I thought it was really interesting because, and then I had met a guy in my church that he was a tail gunner on B-24s, Liberators in the Second World War. He was in 8th Air Force, so we had something in common. And again, in my last performance report I had, it noted in there, in 1968, my particular part of personnel was number one in the 8th Air Force overall. So, my squadron, which was the 72nd Headquarters Squadron Group, we received a unit citation because of all the great work we did with, you know, it wasn't just my department, all the people and personnel, and that air base with the bombers and tankers and stuff. But it was experience, and I enjoyed the Air Force. I enjoyed it immensely.
So how long did you and your brother serve on the same base?
2 years. Well, like 30 days being 2 years together.
Okay. And during that time, did you ever trade places?
No. He worked in something. He started out like in Emmer's Records at Ramey. Now, when he's at Scott, he was in Emmer's Records too, but I never ventured to that. The only time I got involved with Emmer's Records was in 1965, again, in Minot, North Dakota. We coded all the records of every enlisted man on that base. Again, that base had over 15,000 personnel. I'm not sure how many were enlisted, but I would say probably 75 to 80% of that was because you only have like one officer for every couple of hundred or so. But we had to go through all those paper records and code a card with information pertaining to that particular person's records. My deal was I had one card. All I had to do was go through the files, find this one piece of paper, and I coded that on a square on that IBM card. Then, of course, the poor guy that was going to punch all that up later, he had a task ahead of him because that probably took him about a week to punch all that up. But we converted all those records in just probably under a week.
Not bad.
Well, the old sergeant I had, he was good. He got me doing a lot of things. He got me out there. I won two awards at Minot. In 1960, I think it was August or September of 1965, I was Airman of the Month for the Personnel Department. And then the next month, I was Airman of the Month for my squadron. There's probably over 200 guys in the squadron. But I was the one chosen as Airman of the Month because of my record of what I did.
So how long was your total time in service?
It would have been 3 years, 11 months, and about 15 or 16 days. When we got down to the end of December there, pretty close, we were didn't have enough time to be reassigned to another base. So because of that, we were released from active duty early.
Okay.
So we came back to Charleston, South Carolina, and I think it was probably December 16th or 17th of 1968, we were released from active duty there, and then we still had to commit 2 years either regular reserve or reserve where you didn't have to report because we'd already done so many years as active duty. So that's what we did. We didn't take active reserve. We stayed inactive reserves.
Okay.
And like I said, came home to Kansas City, and my mother and my father and my older brother were waiting for us about 3 o'clock in the morning at the Kansas City Airport, the old Kansas City Airport. And other guys I've known that came home from in the West Coast, they ran into a lot of problems because of the protesting against the Vietnam War. But at that time of morning in Kansas City, wasn't anybody in that airport except us.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to worry about being bothered.
So what rank did you achieve?
I was a staff sergeant. Normally, staff sergeant, you'd have to be, once you made Airman First Class, you'd have to have 2 years in rank and pass a test before you could become a staff sergeant. But with the Vietnam War, most guys were doing their 4 years tour and then getting out. But I had all my performance reports were always in the upper 10%. And matter of fact, when I got to Ramey in 67, I was working at sorting cards. My old master sergeant I worked for comes back in and says, "Henning, you're out of uniform." I said, "Sergeant, I'm not out of uniform." He says, "Yes, you are." And he handed me a telegraph. It was a telegram from Minot Air Force Base to Ramey Air Force Base promoting me to Airman First Class. And because I didn't know that I'd made it, but after I was there about a month, I got to put my stripes on. He says, "Well, get out here and get your stripes on and come back to work tomorrow." So that's what I did. I went and got my stripes, put them on my uniforms, and I think I got maybe a $10 or $15 raise every month.
Every little bit helps.
My base salary when I left as a staff sergeant under 4 years was $291.90. But you had your medical, dental, you had a place to sleep and food to eat.
Yep.
And Air Force was good about giving us good places to sleep and really good food, I thought.
Do you keep in touch with any of the men you served with?
You know, I talked to one years ago. I mean, it's been 50 years ago, but I haven't talked to anybody since then.
Okay.
He was a guy who lived up in Saranac Lake, New York. His name was Peter C. Kunath. But he was a nice guy.
Are you active in any military groups?
No. Well, I do belong to the American Legion Post 21 out here at on 40 Highway in Independence.
Okay.
Harry Truman's old American Legion Post.
We like old Harry.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any regrets about your service?
No. Nah. You know, with hindsight, 50 years later, I wish I'd have done at least a 20-year deal, maybe 30. I did well in service. I liked what I was doing. And I seemed to be able to do most any job they put me on.
Do you have any words of wisdom you'd like to share for future generations?
I can truthfully say when I went in, I was green. I was a little country farm boy. I was green. But I found in a short period of time, I could survive. So don't be afraid to try something different. And military is a good career. It really is. It's I'm not sure about the younger guys today, but at the time I was in there, we had I really worked for some really good old sergeants, and most of them probably took them twice as long to get to their staff or tech or whatever. And I figured if I'd have stayed in, and I could have passed my test and everything, and continued my good performance reports, I could have probably, within 20 years, could have been at least a master sergeant, maybe more. But you just got to believe in yourself. Matter of fact, as one of the old sergeants wrote in my deal, says, he's capable of doing just about any job. Whatever you give him, he can do it. And that's what, I'd give him my best shot every day. That's why I was promoted.
And did your brother leave the service at the same time?
Yeah. We both, he only made Airman First Class.
Oh, poor guy.
Of course, they changed Airman in 1960, I think it was long the end of 1967, they changed Airman First Class to Sergeant, or Buck Sergeant. We had three stripes and made a Buck Sergeant. But no, he didn't make Staff Sergeant. I think he's been mad at me ever since.
Oh, well. All right, anything else that you'd like to share with us about your service?
No, I don't think so. I enjoyed it. I really did. And I feel, matter of fact, I ran into a special, can't think of what it's called now, but he was one of the guys that they go in and go into these countries ahead of time and kind of check things out, but he was Army. Army Special Forces guy one day. Guy must have been about 6'6", and I'm only 5'7". I come up to him and I thanked him for his service, and I said, "You know, I didn't do anything as near exciting as you did." He said, "Yeah, but you did your job." He said, "We all did our job." And I look back on it, and that's true. Not everybody's has the ability to be a soldier in combat. It's not for everybody. But there's not everybody can do the job I did either.
Right.
I had a knack for it, I guess you could say. That was what I was to be, and I did it to the best of my ability.
All right. We thank you for your service to our country and for sharing this information with us.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it. I appreciate this Veterans Day. I have really enjoyed it, and I was able to have my two grandsons here and my wife and my daughter. They all made the program this morning, and I was so blessed to be with them and let them know what all these other veterans around here, some of them still in pretty bad shape.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.